to go.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's Anita and Olivia talking about quarter miles.
We're back in the fourth quarter.
We're back in the fourth quarter. It's the, you know, our time when we usually talk about it, but we just finished talking about another one, Indiana. So we're doing two today.
And I'm excited. I love what Indiana has to offer. And also, we talked about the Indiana Motor Speedway, of course, because that's what you see represented on the quarter. But we also talked about some areas that are significant to Black history in Indiana to celebrate Black History Month, which you can celebrate year-round.
Especially there. There's a lot to do.
There is.
But now, what about Ohio? Because Ohio is one of the states we haven't covered yet in our quarter mile series, and a lot of great things to do there as well.
Yes, and this quarter was also released in 2002 and also engraved by Donna Weaver.
She's been busy.
She is. We should actually look at the end at our favorite designs and see which engraver engraved them. So we'll have to do that at the end of the project.
Yeah, it'd be good to talk to her.
Yeah. And so this design features an early aircraft and an astronaut with the inscription "Birthplace of Aviation Pioneers" over the state outline. So this design honors quite a few people, first honoring the astronauts Neil Armstrong and John Glenn, who were both born in Ohio, as well as Orville Wright, who co-invented the airplane with his brother Wilbur. Wilbur also tested one of their earliest aircrafts, the 1905 Flyer III, in Ohio. Neil Armstrong was born in Wapakoneta, John was born in Cambridge, and Orville was born in Dayton.
Wow, I didn't realize that. And I certainly didn't realize that about Orville Wright, because you just think about, you know, North Carolina.
Exactly.
You know, around all of that, all of those firsts that they did. That's interesting.
And we already, you know, did that North Carolina quarter, so I was surprised to see those names again. But beyond these historic astronaut names, Ohio is home to the most U.S. astronauts overall, 23 total.
Wow. Must be something special there.
There's something going on over there.
Something going on that inspires people to want to fly and go in outer space.
Yeah. So one way that you can kind of celebrate the aviation history there is to visit the National Museum of the United States Air Force in Dayton, which is home to more than 360 aerospace vehicles and missiles, along with several other important artifacts and, of course, some fun interactive exhibits. So they include the Early Years Gallery, and they do acknowledge how the Wright brothers have influenced modern technology that's used in the Air Force. So there's a neat connection there. And, of course, they take you through aircraft that was used in different wars throughout the years as well.
So they have like the World War II Gallery, the Korean War Gallery, the Southeast Asia War Gallery, the Cold War Gallery, Missile Gallery, Space Gallery.
Yes, galleries.
Yeah, you can just spend the whole day there. And again, you know, we talk about the whole family, multi-generational travel, because you may have grandparents that may still, you know, be alive who actually fought in World War II. Probably be very interesting for them,
yes,
as well as grandkids. So everyone could really enjoy visiting that museum.
And after you've been walking around inside, you can enjoy their outdoor air park, which showcases even more aircraft. And it also has a playground.
Ah, I bet some airplanes or aircraft that you can play on.
Exactly. Play pretend over there. And there's also a memorial park, which honors all Air Force associated units and people, anyone who would like to establish a monument there. There are over 500 monuments currently in that memorial park.
Oh, that's very interesting. I would think that someone might be really interested in that.
Yes. So, again, you can spend your whole day there. And after you do that, you might want to visit the Armstrong Air and Space Museum in Wapakoneta, Neil Armstrong's birthplace. It's dedicated to chronicling Ohio's contributions to space flight. It has a really unique design. You'll have to look it up. It looks really cool. It's meant to resemble a futuristic moon base.
Oh, well, that fits.
Yes, and it kind of has like the retro futurism because it's been around for a while. So it's a really unique design.
Well, it fits with Neil Armstrong. So I would
say
thumbs up on that one. I would love to see that. I have to look and see a picture of that.
And it is home to one-of-a-kind artifacts, lots of Neil Armstrong artifacts, including his spacesuits. There's spacecraft, of course, and moon rocks. And more interactive exhibits, including simulators where visitors can practice landing a lunar module and space shuttle. And there's also a 56-foot dome in the center of the museum where you can view a documentary about Apollo 11's lunar landing. And also at nighttime, you can view the night sky from inside that dome.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Sounds really magnificent almost, too, to really go and see that. And this is Travel Packs with Anita and Friends. And Olivia and I are doing our quarter miles. It is the fourth quarter, so we're talking quarter miles. And today we're talking about Ohio and so many great things to do. So you guys, if you don't have your pencil and pad out, you may want to pull it out. Because what we're talking about is things that the whole family can go and enjoy, from history to interactive museums.
Yes. Yeah, so we just covered what the design honors, which is Ohio's aviation history. And that's airplanes to space shuttles. Mm. So all across the board. And now, again, we're going to look at Black History in Ohio to celebrate Black History Month. Now, the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center is located in Cincinnati. The museum's location along the Ohio River is significant because it once marked freedom in the 19th century, as it was the line between slave and non-slave states. So that entire region is very significant.
Yeah, and really, really important. I mean, any part of the Underground Railroad, I mean, really has significance to really talking about Black history and African-American freedom.
Yes, and the great thing about this center is that they have, of course, you know, historical exhibits, but also living exhibits, modern exhibits, including In Still We Rise, which features handcrafted quilts from a really interesting organization I want to learn more about, Women of Color Quilters Network. And this tells the story of figures like Frederick Douglass and Mae Jemison and other important figures in Black history.
Yeah, I'm always very fascinated to hear more about the quilts because they were such a significant part of the Underground Railroad.
They were, and they continue to, you know, tell stories and tell history, too.
Absolutely, they do. So that would be fascinating to see that.
And another place you could, or another thing you could check out at the center is the Brothers of the Borderland film, which is told in a theater that is kind of a 4D experience. You know, they'll have the crickets chirping in the background. And so it's very immersive. And that tells the story of John P. Parker and Reverend John Rankin, who aided those fleeing slavery.
Again, very fascinating. And Escape, featuring storytelling, role-playing, and hands-on activities, concentrating on the period between 1830 and 1865 and the brave people who resisted slavery during that time, too.
Yes, and that's just scratching the surface of the exhibits they have at that National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati. And we mentioned these names earlier, Reverend John Rankin and John P. Parker. Their homes are still preserved today, and you can visit them in Ripley, Ohio. Now, Reverend John Rankin was a Presbyterian minister who founded the Ohio Anti-Slavery Society, and John P. Parker was a Black businessman and former slave. And again, like we said, they're very significant in aiding those fleeing slavery through the Underground Railroad.
And an Underground Railroad station you can tour is there as well. This newly restored home documents how Rankin, Parker, and the Ripley community helped the enslaved on their path to freedom. And again, it's something for everyone.
And after you've toured those homes and kind of thought about history, you can just enjoy the surrounding area. It's a historic town. There's lots of preserved streets and homes there along the Ohio River. There's also a scenic byway and plenty of restaurants, too. So after a full day of taking in the history, you can go enjoy some food by the river.
I love that. I love that. And see those historic homes and just relax. And water's always relaxing.
Yes.
Just sit there and have some great food. Now, we're coming down to the end of the segment. Is there one more?
That's all for us in Ohio.
Well, I mean, great stuff. I mean, you definitely want to go and check it out. And so many great things to do around African American History Month. But as we said earlier, you can go anytime and check these things out and see other things, too. I mean, the Neil Armstrong exhibits and just so many things. And I love all these interactive things that you can do. Take the kids, let them get a feel for it, and maybe inspire them to want to fly and venture out into outer space as well.
And the exciting thing about those hands-on interactive exhibits is that you can see them, you know, progressing over time too as technology progresses. So it'll be exciting to see where that goes.
Exactly, exactly. Maybe into outer space almost.
Maybe.
For real. That would be fun. And thank you guys for listening today. And as always, we archive all of our shows on the website travelbagswithanita.com. So if you want to go back and listen again, you want to take some notes on all of the information, because this show today was filled with information that if you were not able to take notes because you're driving in the car or just didn't have your notepad there, you can certainly go and listen in the archive shows on travelbagswithanita.com. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back soon with more travel tips and destinations here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. I wish that I could fly into the sky.